Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, if you want to continue the conversation about the ingoing, outgoing, I should say, and incoming New York City schools chancellors, you can go to our politics website. It's freecountry.org. We have a couple of survey questions up there, one about Joel Klein, one about Kathy Black, our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific listeners poll for today, and an article about it and an open thread on a comments page if you want to keep that going at itsafreecountry.org. Now, since the election last week, the headlines have focused on the shift of power in Washington, obviously, as the Republicans won back the majority in the House of Representatives. And usually we call this a loss for the Democrats. But our next guest says the big picture isn't about winning or keeping power. It's about using it. And he believes the Democrats did just that, and the election should be seen as one on one level a victory for President Obama and the Democratic leaders of Congress. William Salatan, national correspondent for Slate, is here now to talk about what he sees as this success. Hey, William Salatan, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
And you wrote, the Democrats didn't lose the battle of 2010. They won it. How so?
Well, it depends what you mean by the Battle of 2010. We tend to think of these things in terms of elections, and you do all this legislating in between elections, and it's a lot of gamesmanship designed ultimately to hurt the other guys and help your guys. And the way that you measure that is, in the next election, did you win or lose seats, and how many, and who's in the majority? And I think this is an upside-down way of looking at what politics is about. I mean, politics shouldn't be about making policy or pretending to make policy or staging votes for the sake of winning power. It should be, how do you use the seats that you won in the last election to enact your agenda, what you believe in, and what you told people you would do when you got elected?
So are you saying they use their political capital well?
Yes, I think that, you know, they had finally a president of their party and a Senate and a House of their party and enough votes and enough support within their party to pass health care legislation, which, as we all know, politicians of both parties, Democrats but some liberal and moderate Republicans, had been trying to do for decades and decades. And a lot of people don't like the bill. They have complaints about it, and I'm sure it will be revised as we go along. But they finally passed a very major piece of legislation, a whole concept in the relationship between individuals and medicine and the government and each other that had not happened for very long. And I think they took an opportunity that they had to take.
You're saying it was inevitable, though, that they would spend their political capital on getting health care and get slaughtered in the election like this.
Well, I know there are people who would like to have their cake and eat it too. They'd like to pass the bill and then keep the seats. And I'm sure that there are things that Democrats could have done differently to keep more seats. Although you could also point out that they did some things that allowed them to keep more to lose fewer seats than they otherwise might have. But if, let's suppose it's true that passing the health care bill was a political overreach in the sense that it would motivate a lot more conservatives to show up in the midterm elections and throw the Democrats out. If that was going to happen, then my argument is that Democrats did the right and noble thing by going ahead with the bill.
Listeners, if you're a Democrat, if you were for the health care bill especially, but anybody can call, was this worth the Democrats' political capital? Did they spend their political capital wisely at that rare moment when they had huge majorities in the House and the Senate and the presidency at the same time, even knowing that they might get this big a hit in the midterm elections? Did the Democrats spend their political capital well when they had the moment? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. For William Salatan from Slate.com, who thinks they did. What would you say to the critics, though, Bill, who say the Democrats focused too much on one issue or shouldn't have put this first? That they ignored other pressing issues, like obviously job creation is the one that comes up over and over again, or that they should have done energy first, or they lost the opportunity to bring those other issues to the plate.
Well, let me take a couple of those. On the question of jobs, they did do what they could do. That is, they passed the stimulus bill, and some people think they should have passed a bigger stimulus bill if they could have got away with it, and that would have helped the economy more. So I think they didn't actually choose between jobs and health care. It's just that the government could do more to affect health care than it could to affect the job situation. I mean, given how much money was spent on jobs and that it still didn't quite get the job done, I think that there's a limit to what government could do to change the economic cycle. But health care was something that they could actually address through passing legislation, and they did that. On the question of energy, that's something that now that the Democrats have lost their majority, Republicans seem eager to work on, and that's something that both parties have agreed will be a focus of the next couple of years. And so it was sort of okay to postpone that politically to a point when Democrats and Republicans could work together when Democrats don't have a majority. But health care, they were not going to get with a Congress like the one that they'll have for the next 2 years.
Terry in Manhattan is going to agree with you, I think. Hi, Terry. You're on WNYC.
I absolutely agree with what he's saying. I also believe that we've become so fickle as voters, and that Nancy Pelosi is perfectly right to stay in there, because in 2 years she's going to be the one on top, and she'll be the hero, and the Republicans are going to have egg on their face, because all they're going to do is fight everything that the Democrats try to do for the next 2 years.
So you think Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic majority will be back on top 2 years from now? Well, you got to call us back in 2 years and either eat crow or crow, okay?
Okay,
Terry, thank you. And we have a thread for this on our politics website. It's a free country, by the way, just an open thread that asks, were the last 2 years a success for Democrats? Go to itsafreecountry.org and join that conversation if you like. Jack on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Hi. Obviously, the Democrats succeeded if you believe that the Pelosi-Reid agenda was what they were trying to get through. Yes, they succeeded. But you're making a serious mistake if you believe that the American people voted for them for that. The American people voted for them because we had a tragic economic crisis in September of 2008, coupled with some problems that still existed in Iraq, as well as general malaise with the Republicans. The American people never dreamed that the Democrats, even though they may have said it in their platform, would do what they did with health care, or do what they did to give the government so much more of a deficit with the stimulus that was supposed to, in the American people's opinion, help business recover, not help government employees gain more jobs. So it is true they succeeded, just like many tyrants in the past have succeeded, but they succeeded against the will of the Americans. And if they keep believing that the Americans are going to go along with it and really didn't understand it, they're making a tragic mistake.
Jack, would you apply this similarly to President Bush, who, of course, is on his book tour with his memoir right now? And one of the things he's been saying is that he doesn't care if public rejection of the Iraq war drove his approval rating, down into the 30s, he knows he did the right thing, and he has to be guided by that, not the polls. Is that the same thing in your opinion, or is it different?
It would be if the American people opposed the Iraq war at the time, but the American people did not oppose the Iraq war at the time, rightly or wrongly. Not only did the American people not oppose it, but they were overwhelmingly in Congress also in favor of it. Therefore, it is true that in theory, what Bush did would be the same thing, but it was not in actual fact.
Thank you for your call. Bill Salatin, you want to react to either half of that?
Yeah, let's take Iraq. There was never in recent history in this country has there been a clearer example of something a president did all by himself that nobody who voted for him at the time in the year 2000 thought was going. Nobody knew about 9/11. Nobody knew this was going to happen. Certainly nobody knew there was the idea that this guy, this governor of Texas, was going to lead the country into war in Iraq. So there's never been a clearer case of a president doing something that he thought was right without any approval from the public. Now, you can argue the merits of that, but it seems to me wrong to then turn around and complain about Democrats passing a health care bill because the public supposedly didn't support that. In fact, if you look at the entire election of 2008, President Obama, candidate Obama at the time, promised a health care bill, promised something, and which he then delivered. And in general, Americans have supported the concept of health care reform, although the caller is right that on the particulars, they didn't specify exactly what he delivered.
And there certainly were debates debates between him and Hillary Clinton in the primary season over whether to have an individual mandate. Remember all of that? And he wound up adopting her position ultimately. But there was robust debate over what kind of universal health reform, because the Democrats, if they got power, would institute universal health reform. And he was elected. Having said that, the caller's probably right that that was not the number one thing on people's minds at the time of economic emergency when the election took place. And I guess conversely, the polls at the time the Iraq war started were pretty much in favor, even though people later came to denounce it. And Bush was reelected with the Republican Congress in 2004. So I don't know if we see these as equivalent or not.
Yeah, no, I think that President Bush's defense, I mean, he's basically right. When you elect people to office, you're electing the person, and you're electing their judgment, and you try to learn in a campaign what are their values, what's their basic orientation, what do they basically want to do. And then it's their job to use their judgment. And this is a very old tradition. It's a democratic tradition, but it's a tradition of electing people, and then they use their judgment. And I think President Bush did that. I disagreed with his judgment, but he used it, and he was within his rights to do that. And I think that President Obama, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid did the same thing.
Karen in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I just want to say I fully agree with this guest. And I think it's just, it was very difficult to get any kind of health care legislation through. And I think it just showed an amazing ability to fight, the lobbyists and the insurance companies to get any health care through. And now we just are hearing rhetoric from the right about how, we want the American people to speak. I think if this legislation continues, the American people will be very pleased as to what's happening in terms of the economy.
But in the meantime, they lost the election, Karen. And Will's point is that this was worth losing the House of Representatives on.
And they could have foreseen it. What'd you say?
And they could have foreseen it, because that's just the cost of doing something this big, the political cost.
That's right. That's right. It is a risk, and I think it just shows the integrity of this administration. And I think it could work out very well. I think with the Republicans in control, we can really see the battles, what the Republicans really fight for and what they, want to lobby for, and we could see the battles out. Instead of blaming the Democrats for the entire problem, we can now see what the votes come from in terms of the House, in terms of continued legislation. I mean, what I have heard is that they plan to spend their entire time fighting the health care legislation that's already through, when everybody is really concerned about the economy. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what they do when they're in control of the House. I think it was politically a good idea.
Thank you very much. We'll see if this is the inverse of focusing on health care instead of jobs, jobs, jobs. And Frank in Chester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Frank.
Thank you. Listen, I really think that your guests and many of the people are missing the anger of the American voter. When people start to realize that the cost of this health care is just going to add to our incredible cost of all the entitlements, most people don't realize that when you under this health care bill, you're going to be paying a 3.8% tax.
But now, Frank, let me jump in on that, on what the Democrats would say, that it's just the opposite, that the Congressional Budget Office has scored this a net slight positive in federal revenues. Wait a minute. And that the Republicans are arguing that it's the cuts, that one of the things they don't like about this is the cuts to Medicare that would be made in order to balance this that are so objectionable. So is that having it both ways?
Well, let me answer your question this way, and I will answer your question. If I were to sell you a house and said, listen, here's a house you're buying. You have to make mortgage payments for 3 years before you can move into it, but then you can move into the house. Isn't it a good deal? You say, wait a minute, I can't do that. That's precisely how the budget office scored this thing. They have 3 years worth of income, and they have no and to build up, and then they start to kick it in. It's a very false way of scoring. But to answer your question, yes, I think the Republicans, I am a Republican, I think they were disingenuous to take and fight the battle on trying to protect the Medicare, saying, oh, they're trying to cut your Medicare. The reality is, we need health care, and there's nothing wrong with having a health care program. but you have to be honest with the people. And people realize that this bill was not honest with them. It was jammed through. There was no discussion. And the backlash has just started. I employ 160 people, and I pay for all their medical, including their families. All right? I sat down with all my people and said, listen, I've read this bill through now, and the reality is if it stays in its present condition, all right, I am going to take and pay you out the cash, and you're going to go buy your own health care because I am not going to get caught up in this mess.
What do you think it would do to you as a businessman? Is it a paperwork boondoggle, or would it make your costs go up, or what?
Brian, it's not. It would anger my employees because every time I would turn around, all right, there would be a change. If you see how this thing is phased in, there'll be changes in their coverage because they have what is called, quote, Cadillac coverage. All right, my cost per employee is about $16,000 a family, right, and they'd be taxed. They're going to be angry at me. I'd much rather have them being angry at the government. I'll give them the money and wash my hands
right.
of it.
Are you actually going to do that? Are you going to give them kind of raises?
If this thing is not modified so that it makes some really good sense, you definitely, I am.
Frank, thank you very much.
I'm a businessman.
I appreciate it. Call again, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Will Salatin, we're just about out of time. Anything you want to say to Frank? And you know, and I'm also curious if you think the Democrats ran away from this accomplishment, because that's your premise. This was an accomplishment. This was a historic achievement, getting this health reform passed. And here they were trying to downplay it as much as possible, except those who voted against it.
Well, I don't think they necessarily ran away from it, but I think that in the future, the point is that they will be vindicated and it won't be a losing issue for them when people look back at this program. And I do think it'll be around. And my answer to the caller is, yes, I mean, there are problems in this bill and there are already waivers that are being offered by the administration. There will be modifications to it, and the Republicans in the next 2 years will do some of those. I don't think they'll repeal it, but they'll make modifications, and Democrats will support them. Every program needs modifications, but we wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't even be able to make these modifications and have a better health care system if they hadn't passed a bill, and they did that.
Will Salatin from Slate Magazine. The premise of his new piece is that the president and the Democrats in Congress spent their political capital well. This health reform was worth losing the House, and they should be proud. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you want to continue that conversation, we do have an open thread for this exact topic. Were the last 2 years a success for the Democrats? Should it be measured this way? Go to itsafreecountry.org, our politics website. And coming up next, with President Obama going to South Korea, is the U.S. game plan for selling more American cars there to get the Koreans to allow cars that pollute more? Stay with us.